Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn Paragimel, Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. Both Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches are going to talk about Rosh Hashanah. I mean, because the last Mishnah spoke about you have 2 days of Kedusha, Shabbos and Yom Tov. So is it a single unit? Is it a package deal? That's the way the Chabam understood. Or can you separate them out? That's the way Rabbi Eliezer understood. So what about Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rosh Hashanah, Shayyore Shemet Aber. If before Rosh Hashanah you're afraid that the month of Elul will become a 30-day month, and therefore you're going to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and you need to go in two different directions on the 2 different days of Rosh Hashanah. Ma'ariv adam shnei eruvin va'omer eruv b'rishon l'mizrach v'shein l'ma'ariv. You can make an eruv in each direction and say that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah I want the eruv to the east to be my eruv. On the second day I want the eruv to the west to be my eruv. B'rishon l'ma'ariv b'shein l'mizrach, or vice versa. Eruv b'rishon b'shein k'bnei'iri. Or you could say I want an eruv to be chal on the first day, but on the second day, I don't want any Erev to be chal. Erev b'sheni b'rishon k'bnei iri, or vice versa. So, v'lohod l'chamim. So, the Chum did not agree with that. The Chum hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are a single unit, and therefore, it has to. If you're kona shvisa in a particular location for day one of Rosh Hashanah, you automatically are kona shvisa for day two as well. So, the Mishnah Ches is now going to tell us that the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not only an Erev Tchumen issue, but it relates to other things in Halacha as well, such as being Mafresh Shumos and Maestros on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Masna Adam Ala Kalkola B'Yom Tov Rishon Va'ochla B'Sheni. A person can make a Tanai about Tevel produce on the first day of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah and eat it on the second day, meaning you could designate some of the Tevel as Truma or Maestro on the first day. And you say that if today is really a weekday, then I'm allowed to be mafresh shumas ma'isros, and therefore I'm being mafresh right now. But if today is really yontif, then nothing should take effect today. And then the next day, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, make the same tonight. That if today is really a weekday, then the food that I was mafresh yesterday should right now become truma. Now the hafresh should be chal. And if today is really yontif, then I have nothing to worry about because yesterday it became chal. So once you do that, now you can eat the food because now you know that miman of shuch. Trumas and Maestros have been separated. And then the Mishnah talks about, what about a Beitza Shenolda? V'chein Beitza Shenolda B'rishon Te'achal B'sheni. If you have an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat that egg on the second day. Normally an egg that's laid on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat until until after Yom Tov. So if the first day was Yom Tov, the egg can be eaten on the second day, because that day is really Chol. If the second day is Yom Tov, the egg wasn't Asr in the first place, because it was never laid on Yom Tov, it was laid on a weekday. So this is based on the idea that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are a regular Sveika D'Yoma, and therefore only one day is Yom Tov, and the other day is not Yom Tov. But V'lo Hodu Lo Chacham, the Chum disagreed with all of this, because the Chum held that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is a Kedush, is a Yoma Arichta, it's one Kedusha, it's Kedusha Achas. So separating Truma on Rosh Hashanah is Aser, because both days are considered to be Yom Tov. There's no such thing as a Tanai. If today is a weekday, tomorrow is Yom Tov. Tomorrow is a weekday, today is Yom Tov. And an egg laid also, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to be Aser, because it's all considered a Kedusha Yom Arichta. It's all considered one long day of Kedusha. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Zayin, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person is facing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you can make 2 separate Eruvin, and one will be Chal in one direction for one day, the other in the other direction for the other day, or one will be Chal, or make an Eruv that's Chal for only one day, and then the other day you won't have an Eruv at all. But the Chachamim disagreed. The Chachamim said that no, Rosh Hashanah is a all or nothing. It's either Chal for both days, or it's Chal for nothing. Similarly, in Mishnah Ches, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda holds a person can make a Tanai by being Mafresh Shumas HaMaisros on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and say that if today is a weekday, then the Afrasha should be Chal now. If today is a Yom Tov, then the Afrasha, then the next day you say the Afrasha should be Chal on the second day. And there, and the same is true by a Beitza Shenolda, that Miman of Shach, it's going to be Mutter. A Beitza Shenolda on the first day is going to be Mutter to eat on the second day. But again, in both of those cases, the Chachamim disagree, because they hold that it's one long Kedusha. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the 9th and last Mishnah in the 3rd parak of Maseches Erevin.